Everyone's worried right now, that's for sure. Maybe it's time to worry about yourself a bit through all of this. Your health, your future, keep your stress lower. Maybe it's time for MyPRL Solutions to focus on losing weight, your home anyway, and boosting your immune system, never more important. Making sure you're as healthy as can be, never more important. And with cutting-edge technology, MyPRL Solutions can deliver results to your door. Remote scanning, personalized plans, and a program designed just for you. I mean, what else are you doing? Right now, MyPRL Solutions, knowing everybody's tight on cash, will take 30% off. If you want to lose weight, never been a better time. Take control of your health with MyPRL Solutions. MyPRLSolutions.com, the place to do it. I did it a couple of years ago, man. I lost 40 pounds. It's great. Didn't even know I could lose 40 pounds. Didn't know I had 40 pounds. MyPRLSolutions.com. All right, my next guest has been walking around in the woods by himself, social distancing. He's done it for years, though. People don't come anywhere near him, generally speaking. I'm kidding, of course. Ron Rademacher out there from MichiganBackroads.com, checking in from a remote, undisclosed location. Ron, how are you?
I am doing just fine, although I must admit I took inventory yesterday, and we have two critical shortages here.
They are?
The one, we're running very low on bacon.
Jeez.
And even worse than that, this will show you how this thing can get to you and you stop thinking clearly. My fishing license has expired.
I get that. Can't you get a fishing license online?
I can get one online, yep. But, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things, you just don't let it run out.
Well, right.
You know, everything can be shut down. So we're doing great up here. How are you doing? I know you've been shut down for a couple of weeks now. So
I think we've been here. I think we're into almost a full month now. We've been in. Now we've been out some, but less and less.
Well, you got to take care of your health. A lot of people are not used to being alone. They're not used to isolating. So those walks in the woods, those bike rides you've been taking, that's big stuff there, man.
No question. And here's what I found. Ivy and I went for a bike ride. People heard me talking about this a couple days ago on Sunday morning. The first couple of hours were great. It was sunny, and then later in the day, I saw the forecast was calling for big wind, and it was coming. So we went out for a bike ride, and we live just outside of Lansing, as people know. And we saw more people walking, talking, with their dogs, pushing kids in strollers, on bikes, hiking, and everybody, Ron, super friendly. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Nice to see you. You know, when we were told we could do anything we wanted, everybody sat on the couch. And now that people have said you can't go anywhere, they're out. But they're really friendly. You know, this idea that people are angry, and no, they're not. They're doing what they have to do to flatten the curve, if you will. They're doing what they can to stop the spread of this virus. They're doing what they can as Americans. God bless them. I'm serious now. And they're being friendly about it.
I agree. And I have not encountered any anger people are treating it differently. But, I was out checking out some fishing spots yesterday that were within walking distance, half a mile, 2 miles away. And ran across a couple of people. We waved at each other from a distance. Hey, how you doing? Good, good. Everybody's just living through it.
Well, you know, you've pointed something out to me. If a guy's in your fishing hole.
Listen, pal,
here's the deal. No, you give him a warning. I'm coming in, and I'm going to be within 6 feet in 10 seconds. You're going to need to move to the next hole down, or I'm going to be standing right next to you. Social distancing, I'm warning you right now.
I have to go to fake fishing holes because, you know, people know that I do this, and I'll have people following me. And because they want to know where I'm going to go to catch fish. So I'll go to the wrong spot and say, you know what, I don't feel good. You can have this spot. I'm going to go on back home. Then a little white lie and off you go.
Of course. All right.
So when you've been out, one more thing before we get to a couple of these places, have you seen any early morales yet?
No, but I've got reports of ramping up, which I find it just as exciting. I love ramps. For people who don't know what they are, it's like a combination of garlic and onion. They're beautiful. I've got reports here in southern Michigan. We're probably going to go a little prospecting on that today. And temperatures to hit 70 or better next week, so that will be good news for the ramps ramping up. All right, so we've only got a couple of minutes here. I had a guy send me a note last week, Ron, so it reminds me of what we're seeing here. He said, man, give a shout-out to the guys that are producing maple syrup. So here it is. Guys, ladies and gentlemen that are producing maple syrup, keep at it. We need you. We love you. There. Now go at it, Ron.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I have on my list. You know, you can't go to the festivals, but local markets are going to have locally made maple syrup. So support everybody. Support the local guys. Since we're talking about your area, I'm going to tell you about a spot that a lot of people don't know about, just in case we run out of time here, and that's the Sleepy Hollow Island Trail. It is in the Sleepy Hollow State Park. I don't know if you've ever been out there. 2,600 acres, so plenty of room to social distance. But you're not going to find the island trail at the main park. What you have to do is when you pull in, you don't go to the main entrance. You go to the entrance that takes you to the boat launch. And there you will see a trail marked for horses, and it will take you down a trail where there's a wonderful bridge out to an island, and you're not going to run into anybody out there. It's going to be beautiful.
4 square miles of pure pleasure. You might run into somebody. People are wandering around, but who knows? Anyhow, good call.
And you can take the dog. You can take the dog. Well, another great one, if you're going to be going up in the middle of the state, Nuevo, the Coolbaugh Nature Area is another vast, huge place. And as you walk around, you'll see little signs of habitation. At one time, this was an area that had been farmed and had homesteaded. And all of a sudden, sand dunes appeared and covered all these homesteads up. The whole thing had to be abandoned. I mean, you'll still find places where there'll be a fence sticking up out of the sand, and it's very hilly, beautiful area to go walking. You might want to look for those ramps out there, too.
There you go. And we got time for one more.
One more. Well, one of my favorites, the Pelston Gorge. That's up by Pelston. It's 100 steps down into the gorge, and it's just off the road. So there's easy parking, a nice trail, and you'll go down to the bottom. You're going to find a 15-degree difference in temperature between the top and the bottom, and it's only 100 steps.
And watch
your step. Another beautiful place, and even the locals don't know that it's there. You really got to watch for it.
All right. And as far as the COVID-19 outbreak where you are, much happening, or is it still fairly quiet?
It is very quiet. Everything is abandoned. You know, if you go into town, stores are closed. Everything is closed. You can't go into places. But we have not had any evidence of an outbreak right here where I am in Nama Township. But, of course, you know, it's 75,000 square miles and something like that. And it's like 400 people that live here. So
there you go. MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. Great books that you can read about and plan your next Michigan getaway with Ron Rademacher. MichiganBackRoads.com, all of those Backroads books and so much more. Ron, keep safe. Keep your head down.
Thank you, Steve. Hey, and watch your new video we just put up about how to make chaga tincture. It's going to go online today. Thank you.
It's the Steve Rivers Show.